Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Brooke Foy and Emerald McIntyre. They're board members for the Downtown Arts Alliance, and it's that time again for another big, gigantic art crawl. Brooke, tell me what's going on.
It is, and we're super excited about it. This is our 10th anniversary celebration all year long. We're not just celebrating once. We have our 9 galleries open as usual from 5 to 9 p.m. next Thursday night. You can walk. You can jump on a crawler, which is our golf carts that will carry you around. Parking can be found anywhere down Desired. You can also park in West Monroe over at Rumo's Gallery. It is free. It is fun for all ages. And bring the family, because there's lots of things to do for the kids.
All right. Now, the big thing is I'm going to be there.
That's right.
That's the biggest thing.
Right.
So KEDM is going to be at the Garrett House Gallery.
It's true.
Tell me what's going on at the Garrett House. Why are we there?
It's true. The Garrett House is the facility that I function, that I coordinate. And we are hosting KEDM and Leslie Rambin for the Byway Blues Trail. This is a driving tour that goes throughout Louisiana and other areas. And what we'll be doing is we'll have a photo exhibition of each of these stops. It's going to be really beautiful photographs. We've got interactive things for the for our guests of all ages, crafts for kids. Twin City Roots will be playing music on the porch. Our best friends, Castor and Chicory, will be there with their beignet truck, selling hot chocolate and beignets. It's going to be a very lively event. You can get involved. There's things to do at the Garrett House. So that's pretty much what's going on there.
And that one's kind of neat. That is this Byway Blues thing is going to take off. It's going to be cool. It is a series dedicated to kind of like Delta roots music and the music that happened here in North Louisiana and Mississippi along the Mississippi Delta.
That's right.
And that's going to be kind of neat. We'll get that'll sort of be the grand unveiling. All right, Emerald, what else is coming up?
So on Art Alley, we have the Downtown Gallery, and Rick Sykes curates that. And he's going to be presenting Caroline Youngblood. And I think she's really taken off in the local community lately. Like, her paintings are just dreamy with loose brushwork. This show will be called Louisiana Magnolia, Southern Entitlements. And I know that when you come out and see this, you'll really want to stop and just take your time walking through this gallery. It's going to be a great one.
So that's going on at the Downtown Gallery. Now, the Sugar Gallery has some things happening as well. What's going on down there?
They do. The Sugar Gallery has members who are part of this gallery. And each crawl, all of these members come out. They'll bring new works. They'll show works that they've had. Because this is the holiday show, the holiday gallery crawl, each of these members are bringing items that are designed for your home, for you, for the holidays. Come see what they have. They have paintings, they have drawings, they have jewelry, they have a little bit of everything. It's going to be really great.
And so that's all coming up at the Downtown Art Crawl, not this Thursday night, next Thursday night.
That's right.
Now, this thing is spread out everywhere, lots of spaces. Emmy, what's the next cool space to visit?
Well, if you go over to Antique Alley, and like Brooke said, you can hop on a golf cart and get over there quite easily. At Rumo's Gallery, there is another local artist, Rachel Barnes, and she's a ULM graduate. She will be presenting her colorful, figurative style paintings, and they actually are inspired by her twin sister's writings. So I think that's going to be a really awesome show to check out.
That's awesome.
All right. The Big Room, which is aptly named because it has a big room. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, so Emmy just took you over to West Monroe for a little bit. We're going to bring you back to Monroe on Art Alley. A lot of our galleries are lumped together in one big building. If you go upstairs, you'll find the Big Room Gallery. You'll find the upstairs gallery. Downstairs, we have the Sugar Gallery and Ricky Sykes' gallery, which is the Downtown Gallery. So the Big Room Gallery, which is upstairs, they have been rocking this open studio deal where the gallery members, the people who have studios up there, they have their gear out, they show what they're working on, they show how they're working. And this is a really neat experience, because How many times does a community member who knows nothing about art get to see artists actually making and how they make and a little bit of the vibe of it? So right. This one's really fun. We've got ceramics, we've got paintings, a little bit of everything.
It's really about the process.
It is about the process.
That's kind of neat. Now, the Masser, you know, had that fire. They've been working with everybody. Tell me what they're doing with this Alt-X program.
So they're actually partnering with two galleries, both on Art Alley. They're at the outside gallery, which is outside of Art Alley over there by the train track, and the upstairs gallery. And so come out and check out those two great artists that are going to be featured, both partnering with the Masser Museum.
I'm curious because this guy wrote a book called The Stray Shopping Carts of Eastern North America, a field identification guide. So let's see. Where else do we need to go?
The last places that we would love for you to visit, and we hope you visit them all, we have the Arnder Studio and Gallery, who hosts Joey Slaughter every Christmas. And Joey always brings some of the most beautiful, brightest, colorful paintings. And these works are really interesting because they're going to be about conversations. The last space to visit is going to be the Palace Gallery, and they are having their annual Maker's Sale, gift sale. So it's going to be really small items, perfect for your holiday opportunities.
Absolutely.
So a lot of stuff going on, and we're talking about the Downtown Gallery Crawl that will be next Thursday night and brought to you by the Downtown Arts Alliance. Emmy, let me ask you briefly, if somebody out there wanted to find out more about the organization, what you guys do, is there somewhere they can do that?
So definitely, absolutely. Come visit us on our website. It's downtowngallerycrawl.com, or visit us on our Facebook page, Downtown Gallery Crawl. And, you know, we're always excited about people who want to get involved and who just want to support the local community and the arts around here. And we just would like to say thank you to our sponsors and, you know, the public that always comes out and supports us for this event.
All right. That is the Downtown Gallery Crawl coming up Thursday night. You can find out more on our website at KEDM.org.